Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
All right, nice win for the Coyotes last night at Mullet Arena over the Chicago Blackhawks, and then right back at it here tonight in Dallas against the Stars, who are one of the best teams in the Western Conference. Head coach Andre Tourney joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Bear, how's it going?
Very good. What about you guys?
Going well, Bear.
Doing good. That game last night, I feel like we have to start with one player in particular, because he was an assist away from the Gordie Howe hat trick, but Jack McBain with the goal, but especially that hit on Ian Mitchell in the first period. What can you say about his performance last night?
I think it's, I agree with you. There's a lot of to say about his performance. Not just, he got big hit, he played well with the puck, he made play, score a big goal. But as well, he had to step up for Nick Bjugstad, who was not in the lineup. So the circumstance around his performance was exceptional. So good for him. He really stood up yesterday for us, and he was really good.
Bear, I'm fascinated with the psychology of the sport, of course. I really am. But Jack McBain, when he got in that brawl with Jared Tenorti, what does that do for a team? How important is that? That he was willing to drop the gloves.
There's a lot in that thing. First of all, you could see right from the get-go his willingness to go. The second, Tenorti is an experienced guy. He's not a young guy. He's a guy who's been around or did that for a living for a long time. So I think there's a lot in that fight for Boehner to go against an experienced guy like that and to finish strong, to have a good fight. I think it showed for the team, hey, we're ready for that. And everybody knew in our team, Boehner had an opportunity last night to play on a higher line than having more ice time and playing with Chile and Crosser. So to show how ready he was and how was his determination, send the right message to our team for sure.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney, coach, you mentioned Nick Bjugstad, and last night you played without Bjugstad and Chychrun, and there's quite a few teams around the league that are kind of doing this right now. But just in general, this is your last game before the trade deadline tonight. How much of a relief is it going to be to know who your team is and to have the guys know who their team is when you hit the ice on Friday against Carolina?
Well, it's all good, to be honest. And, there's for everybody around the league and the fans and everybody, there's the hockey player and what will bring on the ice or off the ice, on the ice. But for us, it's more than that. Yesterday after the game, when we left, all the wife of the player were outside and they were talking together, and you can see there were a lot of emotion there. They're friends, so it's not just on the ice. There is their life. It's not just okay. You go play somewhere else. It's new life, new home, new friends and stuff like that. So you leave people behind who you really care about or you really like. So that part is true. So the stress is great. Those guys are professional. They know it's part of the business, mm-hmm. But that doesn't make it easy. That doesn't make it simple and easy. So the stress that trade, even if your example are unrestricted free agent or you ask for a trade or whatever the circumstances are, doesn't make it easy. It's probably what's best for your future, but that doesn't mean it make it easy.
What's amazing about that though, Bear, what you just said, you're 5-2-3 in your last 10 games right now. Does the trade deadline have anything to do with that record? It seems like maybe you're focusing. Does it focus a player when the trade deadline looms?
I think that's a big part for us. Is before the break, we mentioned that our schedule was really tough, and we got a little bit wear down as a team. And I think since the break, we're refreshed and we have really good goaltending, and that's what brings better result. But I think I can feel since we made the trade for Dayton for Mayo, since then we can feel the stress because it was kind of the sign of okay, game on now. Mm-hmm. It will happen. So since then, I feel in the room more stress, more guys who the focus sometimes can be different. But like I said, it's part of the business, but it's not easy.
We're talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Andre, Karel Vemelka gets in there, gets the win last night. You know, he's been so big for you guys this season. And anytime I talk to one of the players on your team, they always bring up how much they appreciate what he has done. But you know, just the way the schedule is broken down and Connor Ingram playing well, he hadn't got to pick up a win in a couple weeks. Just how important was it to have that performance in front of him last night?
That was really important. And again, yesterday at the start of the game, Veg looked so solid, so confident. I think it helped all the team. You know, it's your backstop. When I sure we felt Veg was in control like that, for sure that changed the psyche of the game, that changed the approach, that changed what the way the player grip their stick. You know, you're looser, you're more in confidence. So that helped everything for sure.
So, Bear, what are you going to have to do to beat the Dallas Stars? Because they're really good.
You know, they're really good, and they have a style of play that's tough to play against. They put a lot of pucks at the net, and they're really good at redirection, tip, rebound, screenshot, those kind of things. So they don't need a lot of space or a lot of time to create a really good scoring chance. Their transition is really, really quick, and they have a good forecheck. They have an experienced team, you know. So for us, second game in two nights, our start would be really important. If we can have a good start, be in the game early, and just stay with it as long as we can, I think at some point we can. We're playing good offensively lately, so we can capitalize. But the start will be really, really important. We need to make sure we establish ourselves early in the game.
Bear, Nick Schmaltz, 13 points in his last nine games. He's on a four-game goal streak. He's picked up at least a goal in seven of his last nine. He's always played well with Clayton Keller, but he brought up Barrett Hayton last night as well. How much of a role has Barrett Hayton played in this?
You know, Ace is the guy who does a lot of unsung stuff on the ice. Win draws really hard on the back check. Play well in his zone. He stop on puck. He's not afraid to block shot. He goes at the net in the offensive zone. Get the screen. Get the deflection. Get the traffic in front of the net. We'll drive the net hard and open the ice for others. So, you know, you cannot have three Clayton Keller in the line. You need different stuff. You need the guys who do different role. So I think eight is a perfect fit with those guys. He brings something different.
Bear, is there a guy that nobody talks enough about that you as a coach really appreciate? Is there somebody that you'd like to shout out this morning?
I think one of our unsung heroes in our team this year is Troy Stetcher. You know, every time we change pairing and we put Stetch with someone else, this guy picked up. We were talking about that the other day in the office. I don't recall someone playing with Stetch not playing well. I think everybody who had the opportunity to play with him is not a guy who racked a lot of numbers or a lot of ice time or is really, really flashy, but he's an intense player. He works hard every night. He gives you his best every night. He's focused. He's a really good pro, and he cares a lot. A hell of a competitor. So he's a guy who is the kind of guy you don't notice a lot, but he makes your team better by a ton.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney, how much nicer is it to have a one-game road trip instead of the ones you had earlier this year?
That will be welcome. You know, it's we arrived late last night. I can say this morning at breakfast was pretty quiet. I think the boys are a little bit tired, but a good nap this afternoon, and we'll be ready to rock tonight.
So, Bear, the 5-2-3 once again. I want to focus on that. Why are you guys playing better right now? What is it? What are you doing well during games to allow you to actually play better?
Yeah, we're generating more offense, that's for sure. Our rush play is better. We're creating more offense there. And as well, we're processing the puck more in the ozone. So that sounds simple, but that is a huge effect in the game, because if you can sustain possession in the offensive zone, when the opponent break out of their zone, they're not thinking of attacking. They're thinking of changing. So now they will put puck deep in your zone and they will change. So they give you back the possession. So you do the same, you change, but you have the puck. Now you can go at them, put it deep, or enter with the puck and attack them again. And if you have success, again, to get the puck back, or to have the puck in their zone. Now you start all over again. You wear them down in their zone. You possess the puck there. When you lose the puck and they break out, they're tired. So they put it deep in your zone and they change. So they cannot sustain pressure. Mm-hmm. So again, you will have the opportunity to attack them again. So that changed the whole momentum of the game. But it sounds simple, but holding possession, it's not an easy task.
Right.
And we were better right now.
Well, Bear, I know you got to get ready for Dallas. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have
Thank
a great
you,
day.
Right,
bye-bye.
That's Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. That note on Nick Schmaltz, too. And it since January 23rd, he's the leading goal scorer in the NHL. Like, he's scoring every night. Anze Kopitar passed him because he had 4 goals last night, but over the last month plus, I mean, he's outscoring Connor McDavid. Like, that's how crazy Nick Schmaltz has been.
Keller's doing a great job, too.
Those two, I mean, he sets them up. Yeah, it's that's a pretty good duo to have, hopefully, going forward for a while.